Coinbase just fired a massive shot across the bow of the traditional corporate ladder. Brian Armstrong eliminated the pure people manager role completely, just wiped it out. He's betting everything on AI-driven productivity instead. If your entire job is just managing other people, your clock is ticking. You need to hear this. This is the Throughline Brief for May 10th. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered. I am West. Let us get straight into the absolute madness of this week. The AI race has officially become a capital race, and compute is the new gold. Anthropic just secured a staggering $50 billion at a $900 billion valuation. Harry Stebbings and Rory talked about this on 20VC. They said that number completely dwarfed expectations for an AI company. Rory pointed out that companies need 5 to 10 times their revenue at any point in time just to cover hardware and compute. In this high-stakes game, there is no such thing as too much cash on your balance sheet. Think about that. Amjad Massad went on My First Million and spelled it out. The raw compute is the real moat. Language models themselves are easy to replace. The ability to continuously train the next one is the only lasting advantage. That demand for compute is forcing rivals to strike wild deals. On TBPN, John Coogan detailed how SpaceX and Anthropic teamed up. SpaceX is essentially turning into a Neo cloud provider just to meet this bottleneck. The capital requirements are terrifying. Meta has a booming core ad business, but their stock dropped. Why? Investors are terrified of a colossal $125 to $145 billion AI capital expenditure. Meta has an AI capex furnace burning cash. If you are building in this space, you are competing with companies spending GDP level money on servers. You have to find a different edge. You cannot outspend them. Your app is just a facade. The real moat is dirty, complex operations. Brian Chesky laid this out on TBPN. He admitted a 26-year-old version of himself could absolutely wreck Airbnb today. With new AI tools, the guest app is incredibly easy to copy. Someone could spin up a beautiful interface in a weekend, but Chesky insists their real moat lives entirely off the app. It is the messy stuff, managing millions of hosts, handling global payments, doing customer service, adjudicating messy disputes. Those back-end processes represent roughly 80% of what Airbnb actually does. The visible app is just a tiny fraction of the business. We saw the exact same logic from Ryan Cohen on TBPN when talking about eBay. He thinks eBay is bloated. He wants to slash their $5.5 billion in operating expenses and cut into their $2.5 billion marketing budget. The takeaway for you is massive. Stop obsessing over your front-end polish. The true value of a platform hides in its underlying efficiency, the operations, the friction you remove in the real world. If your entire business can be cloned by a junior developer with an AI coding assistant, you do not have a real business. You have a feature. Go build the dirty operations. We need to talk about consumer distribution and how fast it changes. Brian Chesky went on TBPN and dropped a brutal truth about the incredibly short shelf life of marketing tactics today. He said, "I think the highest turnover job of any executive in Silicon Valley might be the CMO." That is a raw, honest assessment of how fast consumer attention is shifting right now. Tactics that worked 6 months ago are completely dead today. If you are a founder relying on a classic playbook to acquire users, you are going to get washed out. You have to adapt your distribution constantly to survive. Alex Lupsaska is a theoretical physicist at OpenAI, and he went on Latent Space to share a moment that completely shattered his own skepticism. He watched GPT-5 reproduce one of his complex theoretical physics papers in just 30 minutes, a paper that took him months to write. He admitted, "I thought, oh, that is special. It is much harder than email, and AI is not going to be able to do that." This is a massive wake-up call. When an OpenAI physicist is stunned by the reasoning capabilities of their own models, the rest of us need to pay attention. The ceiling for AI reasoning is rising faster than the experts predicted. Speechify CEO Cliff Weitzman was on 20VC with Harry Stebbings, and he shared a deeply personal story about using AI that goes way beyond business. He used language models to figure out exactly what kind of medical scan he needed for a health scare. He told Harry, "I would have never had the confidence to call a doctor and say, I need you to order this very specific MRI that is for prostate cancer that detects micrometastases. This shows the unexpected reach of AI into our personal lives. It is giving individuals the direct power to advocate for themselves in complex systems like healthcare, the ultimate empowerment tool. The AI economy is an accelerating capital sinkhole and a massive catalyst for organizational upheaval. It is forcing founders to rethink absolutely everything, from how you structure your tech stack and secure compute to how you define a manager or run operations. The companies that survive will build dirty operational moats and adapt instantly. That is your through line. See you next Sunday.